Everything you see today will be a vision of heaven. Everything you hear today will be a message from heaven. Little do we realize it, but marriage is an earthly replication of a heavenly event. As the Father brought the bride to the groom, the Word of God teaches that before the foundation of the world, God the Father chose for His Son, Jesus Christ, a bride whom God the Father brings to God the Son as surely as this Father has brought this bride to this Son. Moreover, the bride is an heavenly symbol of the elect of God, those chosen by God in Christ Jesus from before the foundation of the world. Like the bride, the saints of God have been washed white from their sins by the crimson blood of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Like the bride who sees through dim veil, we see as through a glass darkly the face of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is image of very God. Like the bride who comes to her bridegroom, we by grace come to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What we see here today is an earthly vision of an heavenly reality. What we hear today is a very message from heaven itself. As the bridegroom is joined to the bride, so also is Christ joined to His church. And that by love. Solomon says to his bride, "Set me as a breastplate upon your heart, and make me as a binding upon your arm. For love is strong as death, jealousy as cruel as the grave. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. The fire of love is as the fire of Yahweh, which has a most vehement flame." Christ is joined unto His church by love. And your marriage today is a picture and emblem of that. May I have the ring? We live in a generation where a man's word is no longer his bond. But I call you this day to witness before Almighty God that thou vowest not, lest thou intend to pay. When thou vowest a vow unto God, slack not, for the Lord thy God will surely require it of thee. Wilt thou vow this day to God and to Allison?
I do.
Then repeat this vow to her. I, Soda.
I, Soda.
Take thee, Allison.
Take thee, Allison.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
Forsaking all others.
Forsaking all others.
For richer or for poorer.
For richer or for poorer.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love.
To love.
To cherish.
To cherish.
To care for.
To care for.
And to honor.
And to honor.
Until death do us part.
Until death do us part.
Allison, my dear, you look beautiful, like Christ's own bride. When thou vowest the vow, thou vowest unto God, slight not to pay, for the Lord thy God will surely require it of thee. Wilt thou this day vow before God and unto Soda? Then repeat after me. I, Allison.
I, Allison.
Take thee, Soda.
Take thee, Soda.
To be my lawfully wedded husband.
To be my lawfully wedded husband.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
Forsaking all others.
Forsaking all others.
For richer or for poorer.
For richer or for poorer.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love.
To love.
To cherish.
To cherish.
To care for.
To care for.
And to obey.
And to obey.
Until death do us part.
Until death do us part.
Soda and Allison, when thou vowest a vow unto God, slack not to pay it, for the Lord thy God will surely require it of thee. Christ himself is joined to his bride by covenant, as you are joined, bridegroom and bride, by covenant this day. In due season, our beloved bridegroom, Jesus Christ, as it were, has put a ring on the finger of his bride. And the ring of Christ's wedding unto us, like this ring I hold, is a magnificent and glorious symbol of his love. For you see, the ring is a circle. It has no beginning and it has no end, as the love of God for his chosen people has no beginning or no end. Yea, he says to them, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Moreover, the ring is a circle and it is pure, as Christ's love is pure, and as Christ's love in a godly marriage must be pure. And this ring, a circle, this ring pure, this ring also is a thing of great value. Gold. And the golden circle of this ring bespeaks the value, yea, the inestimable value of the love of Jesus Christ for his bride. The very love which led him to Calvary, the very love by which he laid down his life for his bride. So Allison and Soda, like this golden ring. The love of God has no beginning nor end. The love of God is pure as your love must be. And the love of God is precious, inestimably valuable, as is the love God has given you one for another. Thus, in symbol of Christ's betrothal to His bride, the church, would you place the ring upon her left hand and repeat after me? With this ring.
With this ring.
I thee wed.
I thee wed.
And with my heart's best affections.
And with my heart's best affection.
I thee endow.
I thee endow.
Place the ring on his left finger and repeat after me. With this ring,
with this ring,
I be wed.
I be wed.
And with heart's best affections.
And with heart's best affections.
I be.
I be.
Endow.
Endow.
Now the beautiful image of the unity candle. The Word of God says, and these two became one. The ancient Hebrews believed that in a kiss, the mutual exchange of breath was an intermixing of the soul, soul with soul. Indeed, this is true in the union of the Christian with Christ. He has kissed us, and we kissed Him. And in that kiss of the Christian in Christ, there is an intermingling of the soul of God and the soul of man as one. And here again, this day, you have seen a vision of heaven and heard a message therefrom. As this very kiss attests, you may salute your bride. Now by the lower and lesser authority of man's state, but by the higher and greater authority of God's estate, I pronounce you husband and wife.